We're up to Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the Bar V'Yomid, the two das. V'Ochlan B'Tumas Atzman Loketh. Masha'in Kein B'Truma. Bikurin and Meiser. If you eat Meiser when it's Tomei, or you eat Bikurin when they're Tomei, so then you get Malkus. Masha'in Kein Truma. Truma Tmei is only Yisurase. There's no Malkus, no Lav. If you eat Truma Tmeya, then you don't get Malkus, you only get a Yisurase, a Kohen who eats Truma Tmeya. Mora says, Milkehu de Loloki, by Truma Tmeya, you don't get Malkus. Ha Yisura Ika, Minolam. Where's the Yisur of eating Truma Tmeya? Omar Kra, Bishorecha Tochlenu, Lazev Alola Acher, the Lav Havomich Lalase Yese. It says by Psulei HaMukdashim, we read yesterday, by Psulei HaMukdashim, you're allowed to eat, whether you're Tomei or they're Tomei. Psulei HaMukdashim are Kodshim that became Pasul, you were Poda them, and now they're basically Chulin, could eat them Tomei or Tohor, HaTomei V'Hator Yachdov, right? But they're also Begizo V'Avoda, you can't shear their wool, and you can't work with them. That's the only thing that's awesome. But otherwise, what's it called? You can eat a tummy or tar. So it says, "Bishorecha tochlenu, right? Hatomei v'ator yachdov tochlenu. Only this, but something else not. Truma, you can't eat if it's tummy. And that's what's it called? An isurase. This and not this. It's not a lav. It's a. We learn it from a lav habomich lalasei is an essay, right? This and not this, so that's a isur asei. Rashi, ha isura ika lechol truma tmeya. It's an isur to eat, an isur asei to eat truma tmeya. Omer Rav Ashi, meireisha nomishmas mina, itana v'shir. Even from the ratio, we're going back to the beginning of the omer. Gemara was discussing l'chatchila whether an orel is aser b'maiser or not. An orel is also b'truma, and he's aser b'pesach, and he's aser b'bikurim. And the Gemara says that there's things that apply to truma and bikurim that don't apply to maiser. The Gemara said if what's it called orel is one of the things that maiser is an orel is mutter and maiser. But Osir in Bikurim and Truma should have said that. So Mar says, Anachanami, it's true that Truma and Bikurim and Oral's Osir and Meiser's Mutter could be. But Tanavashir left it out. It left out things from the list. So Mar says, what else did it leave out? That it should leave out this, because you never leave out only one thing. So the Gemara brought from the Seifa things that were left out between Bikurim and Meiser compared to Truma. That there are other things left out. So in this whole Mishnah, there were things left out. Now the Gemara is saying, you didn't have to go to the Sefer to say there were other things left out. There was something left out of the Reisha too. The Reisha that compares Bikurim and Truma to Meiser, there were other things that were left out of the list. What were they? Midlok Tani, the Noagim, Bishar Shnei Shavua. There's other things that, what's it called, Truma and Bikurim have that Meiser doesn't have. Maaser Sheni is only in the first and second years and fourth and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. But Truma and Bikurim, you can bring any time. They apply all the time. The Ein Lohen Pidyon. You can't be Poda Truma and Bikurim. Maaseike Maaser Sheni, you could be Poda and bring the money to Yerushalayim. Maaseike B'Maaser. So Shema Minah, that there's no raya from the fact that it didn't say that Truman Bikurim and Oral's Osir, that Meiser is Mutter, that's Taka the case. Could be it was left out of the list, and Taka, Meiser, and Oral's also Osir. No, just the opposite. There's no raya from the fact that it didn't say Truman Bikurim and Oral's Osir, but Meiser and Oral's Mutter, that an Oral's Osir of Meiser, because it could be that Enochanami it's true. That an Oral is Mutter and Meiser, and it is another difference between Truman, Bikurim, and Meiser, and just left it out. It left out other things. Left this out too. Rashi, V'noagim Truma, Bikurim, B'shar Shnei Shvua, B'chol Shnos HaShmita. any year you can have Truma and Bikurim. Aval Maaser Sheni einog begimul vavav. The Maaser Sheni does not apply on the third year and the sixth year when Maaser Ani takes the place of Maaser Sheni. Okay. Toshma. So we still haven't resolved whether an Oral is Mutar B'Maaser or not. Couldn't bring a Raya from this Mishnah, because it could be that the difference between Bikurim and Truma and Maaser exists, and an Oral is Mutar and Maaser, and it just didn't mention it. So now we're still trying to find proof whether an Oral is Mutar and Maaser or not. Tashma. Nishtairu bo tzitzin hama'akvin esamila, harei zeh eino ochel lo betruma v'lo bepesach. If you made a bris, but you left tzitzin hama'akvin esamila, so basically the bris isn't complete. So the person's still an Oral. So basically what it's saying is, if the person's an Oral, he's not allowed to eat the following. Truma, can't eat. Pesach, velo bekodshim, not kodshim, velo bemeiser, and he can't eat meiser either. It's an open brisa that says that an Oral can't eat meiser. My love meiser dogen, is it not talking about meiser sheni? So it says, well, meiser behema. It's talking about Maaser Behema, which is a korban like a shlamin, similar to a shlamin. So Mar says Maaser Behema hainu kodshim. Why would it say kodshim and Maaser if it's talking about Maaser Behema? Maaser Behema is kodshim. So Mar says l'tameich milo tnan pesach utani kodshim. It says pesach and kodshim, right? Pesach is also kodshim. Yet mentions it separately. So Mar says no. Bishlama pesach the kodshim tzrichi. It had to mention pesach and kodshim. Why? If it just said Pesach, I would say only Korban Pesach is Aser to an Oral, because it says Beferish, but call Oral lo yochalbo. But Stam Kodshim and Oral could eat. Therefore, it had to mention not only Pesach, also Kodshim. Right? The Etonic, so let it say only Kodshim, and I'll know Pesach also. The Etonic Kodshim, have you mean? My Kodshim Pesach. I would say which Kodshim is Aser? Pesach. So therefore, I say both Pesach and all other Kodshim too. But why mention Maaser Behema? That's included in Kodshim. Ela Maaser Behema Lomali. Ela Maaser Rishon. For a Meir, he says, it can't be Maaser Behema, but it's no Raya that an Oral is also Maaser Sheni. It's talking about Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon goes to the lady. To Omer Maaser Rishon also was Zorim. Right? Rav Meir holds that Maaser Rishon, only a lady is allowed to eat. And a Zor is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. We hold that Maaser Rishon you have to give to the lady. It's his mama. But anybody could eat it. And Rav Meir holds that only a lady can eat it. Just like only a Kohen can eat Truma, only a lady can eat Maaser Rishon. A Zor can't eat it. And an Oral can't eat Maaser Rishon either. The Maaser Sheni, which anybody could eat. So an Oral can also eat it. So we have no Raya whether Maaser Sheni and Oral can eat or not. And that which it says over here, that an Oral, somebody who's has tzitzin ha-ma'akvin samila, so he basically remains an Oral, is only Osir Betruma and Kodshim, which includes Pesach, which includes other Kodshim too, and Maaser Rishon according to Rav Meir. Okay, Maaser Sheni we still don't know. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rav Meir he the Amr B'Perek Yesh Mutaros Maaser Rishon Osir L'Zorim. Later on that Pehei on the days, Rav Meir holds that Maaser Rishon is Osir Lazorim. Only a lady is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. Hilkach L'inyan Arelus Nami Lami Chomer. Therefore, since he holds that Maaser Rishon is Osir to a Zor, it's Osir to an Oral also. But Maaser Sheni is Mutter to everybody. Anybody can eat Maaser Sheni, and therefore, what's it called? It may be Mutter to an Oral. Toshma. Midatani Rav Chiya Bar Rav Midifti. Oral Osir B'Shtei Maasers. Another brisa. Rav Chiya Bar Difti, Rav Difti said, an Oral is not allowed to eat two different maasers. So, two different maasers, my lav, echad maaser dogen, echad maaser behem. He's not allowed to eat maaser behema because he can't eat kodshim. And the other maaser is maaser dogen, maaser sheni. Where it says, achinami, maaser rishon, Rav Meir. No raya. Could be talking about maaser rishon according to Rav Meir. Like we said such a word. Toshma, another brisa. Onain Osir B'Maaser U'Mutar B'Truma U'B'Para. Right, an Onain is not allowed to eat Maaser because it says B'Therish Lo Achalti B'Oni Mimenu. So Maaser, an Onain is Osir U'Mutar B'Truma, but he's allowed to eat Truma. right? The psukim that say that dafka by meiser, but not minenu velo truma, right? Ubepara, and he's also what's it called? An onain is allowed to be osek in paraduma. Tvul yom, person who was tamei sheretz, and he went to the mikvah, and now he's waiting till sunset. He's a tvul yom, so he's also betruma. Tvul yom is not allowed to eat truma because it says the Torah shemesh, right? The yochal, the achar kach yochal min hakadosh, the tahir. The achar yochal min hakadoshim. Only after the sun sets can he eat truma, right? But even though he went to the mikvah, so tvul yom is also betruma. Umutar bepara, but a tvul yom we had that the matame the kohen who's osik with para that he should be a tvul yom. A tvul yom is mutar bepara, unlike what the tzedukim held. Uva meiser, and a tvul yom is also mutar to eat meiser shein. Mechusar kipurim. A mechusar kipurim is somebody who went to the mikveh, had harif shemesh, but now has to wait to bring her korban, like a zava or a yoledes or a zav, right? Have to bring their korbanos, so they can go to the mikveh. It's night time, but until the next day, where they bring their korban. So a mechusar kipurim is also bepara. A mechusar kipurim is not allowed to be osek in paraduma, umutar betrum of a maisa. But Mechusar Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma and allowed to eat Maiser. Even though a Tvul Yom is not allowed to eat Truma, but a Mechusar Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma. Where it says, Dim Isa Nisne Oral Oser Betruma Mutar Beparo Vemaiser. And if it's true that an Oral is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, but not allowed to eat Truma, right, why didn't it? An oral is mutter maisasheni, and memela b'paraduma also an oral can be involved, but he's only also betruma. Why didn't it mention that as a difference? That an oral is also betruma, but mutter b'para and maisa. Since it didn't say that, right? It's a raya that it's not true. So an oral is also b'maisa. So from this brisa, we have a raya that an oral is also b'maisa. So Mara says. Hi, Tanid Vei Rabbi Akiva. He, the Marbi Leila Aruk Tame. Enichanami. According to Rabbi Akiva, who learns Ish, the Rabbi says Aruk, Ish Ashiya Tame, that an Aruk and a Tame are equal. So for this also, an Aruk has a din of a Tame, and he's what's it called Osir Bemaisa. But Enichanami. Not according to Tanit Rabbi Akiva. That's what we want to know. Not according to Rabbi Akiva. That an oral and a tame are equated. So if a tame is also b'maiser, so an oral is also b'maiser. But if you don't hold that an oral and a tame are equated, then is an oral mutar b'maiser or not? Our whole shaila was not according to Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Ish, L'rabo says oral. Uman Tanit de Poligaled Rabbi Akiva, the Groth takes this out. Because the Rishonim have a very hard time of what's going on over here. Who argues on Rabbi Akiva? The Farish says from the beginning, who argues on Rabbi Akiva? Man Tana the Polig Rabbi Akiva, and what the Gemara brings down has no relevance to this machlokus. So the Gra says what's it called on the side, right? Man Tana the Polig Rabbi Akiva, erase it, and apparently says the Kama Doch Ubezam Farshim. According to the Gra, there's no question because it doesn't belong here. Okay, in any case, but we have it. So, who is the Tana who argues Rabbi Akiva? Tana de Rabbi Yosef HaBadli. It's Tana, the Tana of Rabbi Yosef HaBadli. The Tanya, Shreifas Onam, Mechusar Kippurim Kshera. Right? An Onam is allowed to burn the Paraduma, and so is a Mechusar Kippurim. Rabbi Yosef HaBadli Omer Onam Kshera, but Mechusar Kippurim Psula. And Rabbi Yosef HaBavli says, no, an onain is kosher to burn the para, but not a mechusar kippurim. Now again, what in the world this has to do with machlokas, if an oral is ketame or not, right? All we're talking about over here is mechusar kippurim and an onain. Nothing to do with arelis bechlav. But in any case, so the Gra takes it out completely, and all the Rishonim speak about how this works, and it's not for you. We'll just be somach on the Gra. Okay. Yeah, no. Man Tana de Poligaled Rabbi Akiva. Right? Who is the Tana that argues on Rabbi Akiva Right, that part is out. The Gemara just brings this down, Stam, as an extension to what we said before. What? No. Umantana. Okay, it could be, because this is just an extension of what we had before, of what the halacha is by Paraduma, who's kosher by Paraduma. It has nothing to do with Arelis or with mice or whatever. So it could be the polygalate Rabbi Akiva, that's what he takes out. Because it doesn't do Rabbi Akiva. With an oral tummy or not tummy. It's just Umantana, right? The Rabbi Yosef HaBavlihi, whatever, that this Tana holds, that Rabbi Yosef HaBavli holds an Onin is kosher, and a Mechusar Kippurim is possible. And that's what we had before. Onin is Osir B'Maisir, Mutter B'Trumba B'Parah. Right? And that is Rabbi Yosef HaBavli, that an Onin is kosher B'Parah. Because the Tanakhama over here says an Onin and Mechusar Kippurim. No, an Onin and a Mechusar Kippurim is Kshera. Rabbi Yosef HaBavli's Onin is kosher, and Mechusar Kippurim is possible. And that's what this Brisa says, a Mechusar Kippurim is Osir B'Parah. So Mar says, who is this Brisa go according to? Rabbi Yosef HaBavli. It has nothing to do with if it's Rabbi Akiva also or not Lagabi Yom. Okay. Rashi. Onein Mutter B'Para, the Tani, the Kodshi Berek Abayasi, because Para is not Kodshim, real Kodshim, it's only Berek Abayas. It's called a Chatos, but it's not a real Chatos, it's not made in the Beis HaMikdash, it's made outside the Beis HaMikdash. The low Kodshim is Be'ah. We've seen Tzvul Yom Mutter Bo V'choshkein Onein. A Tzvul Yom is Mutter with Para, and surely an Onein is Mutter B'Para. V'chosar Kapara, Tuma, the boy Korban, Koshlo Hevi Kaparoso Osurba. Mechusar Kippurim is somebody who went to the mikveh, had Harib Shemesh, but still has to bring his karbanos. Till he brings his karbanos, he's not allowed to be Soreif the Parah. Osurba, the Mechusar Maisahu. Kamisha Tumasu Alav Dami. It's like his tumah is still on him, and he needs a Maisa of bringing a karban. The Choshkein Tvul Yom Dila the Ikatarte. Surely if he's a Tvul Yom and the sun hasn't set, he's Osir. He has two Chisronos. He's both a Tvul Yom and he's Mechusar Kapar. But if the sun is set, right, and he has to the next day bring his carbon, so he's not a Tvul Yom anymore, but he's Mechusar Kapar. Aval Tvul Yom the Tumas Meis, the Sheretz Mutterba. A Tvul Yom of Sheretz or Tamei Meis where there is no carbon. So he's only a Tvul Yom, is Mutter B'Parah. But a Tvul Yom of Mechusar Kippurim is Osir because he's a Mechusar Kippurim. Not because he's a Tvul Yom. The Shim Shememela Arva, because by a Tvul Yom, right, the sun's going to set automatically. So even though he's still called Tameh, but he's the kind of tumor that's going to go away automatically. But the kind of tumor that's going to go away because you brought a carbon, that's not going to help. The lav mechusar maisahu hilkach kiksiv the hiza hator ala tamei tar mechlal shu tamei. We had the pasuk before the hiza hator ala tamei, that it's talking about somebody who's minimally tar. It means that he's tamei with mechusar with tvul yom, which is going to go away automatically when the sun sets. But he's not tamei with mechusar kippurim, which he's going to have to bring a carbon that he can't bring. He can't be osik and paraduma. The Mishrei Tzvul Yom Osir V'lo Mechusar Kippurim. V'im Isa Da Oral Mutter B'Maiser Lishnei V'Oral Osir B'Trumo Mutter B'Par V'Maiser Kedomer Le'el Oral Shehiza Hazak Shera. An Oral is Kasher by Paraduma. So if an Oral is also Mutter B'Maiser, it should have said an Oral is Osir B'Truma, but he's Mutter B'Para and Maiser. And since it didn't say that, it's obvious that an Oral is Osir B'Maiser. That because of Meiser it didn't mention it, because Meiser and Oral is also. So if a riot, then Oral is also a Meiser. Mar says no, that Brisa goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Tana de Rabbi Akiva he to Osir leinami bepara. Rabbi Akiva holds that an Oral is also even bepara, not only the Meiser, because he's a Tamed. Kiritani leel tumtum shekidesh kedusho psapasul. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that wherever a Tameh is no good, an Oral is also no good. Uman Tana de Le'el, the Achshar Oral Bepara, Who is the Tana who says that an oral is kosher b'para? Not like Rabbi Akiva, who polygaled Rabbi Akiva, kediktani la'el, oral shehiza azosuk shera. Who is the brisa we had before, that an oral that was maza that made para, it's kosher? So an oral is kosher b'para, not like Rabbi Akiva, who says an oral is like a tame and he's posel b'para. Hochi garsinan, Tana di Yosef HaBavlihi. Tanakama di Yosef HaBavlihi is the Tanakama of Yosef HaBavli. The Omar Mechusha Kippurim kosher b'para. He holds Mechusha Kippurim is kosher b'para. V'homas Nisa do Kimnik Rabbi Akiva k'tani Mechusha Kippurim posel b'para. And the brisa that we said, Lishluk Rabbi Akiva says Mechusha Kippurim is osur b'para. V'chihechi the polig a Mechusha Kippurim ikal ameimer diu polig nomi alei ba'oral d'leil. It's a little schwer. Since he argues on Mechusha Kippurim, probably argues on oral also. Why? I shouldn't say. But since we see that they argue, it's schwer to say there's another mandiomer. So if we know that somebody holds an oral is kosher by para, that Mislama, that's the same Tana who holds a Mechusha Kippurim is kosher by para, unlike Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Hachi Garsinan, Sreifas only in a Mechusha Kippurim Ksherin. Kishera, Yosef HaBavli Omer owning Kishera, but Mechusar Kippurim Psula, the Kivan the Mechusar Maisa, who had dying Tumalav, below Karina Bay Tahar. He's not considered Tahar, since he needs the carbon to make himself completely Tahar. Mashenkan a Tvul Yom, who's not a Mechusar Kippurim, doesn't have to bring a carbon, since the sun's going to set automatically, that kind of Tuma is not Asur Bepara, because it says Hat Tahar, which means that he's only minimally tahar. He has some tumah. That kind of tumah is okay.
We finished the omer today, and the next inyan starts in tomorrow's omer. We're slowly getting out of this sugya. Seems like we're back in zroyim and not in or taharas and not in yavamas. So, slowly but surely, we're getting out of this. Okay. The Afra Bietzel sover oral osur b'maiser. The Bietzel also holds an oral osur b'maiser. Remember, we had the original Shaila back an omud ago, whether we learn maiser from Pesach, just like we learn what's it called Pesach from maiser, that an onein is osur b'Pesach, we learn from maiser. Do we learn also from Pesach to maiser, just like an oral is osur b'Pesach, an oral is osur b'maiser? That was the original Shaila. So now, what's it called? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak holds taka than oral zosur b'maiser. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, menayin la'oral shosur b'maiser, ne'amar mimenu b'maiser, ve'ne'amar mimenu b'pesach. It says mimenu by maiser, and it says mimenu by pesach. Ma mimenu ha'omer b'pesach oral osur bo. Just like by pesach, where it says mimenu, the Torah says b'feirish, v'chol oral lo yochol bo. Af mimenu ha'omer b'maiser oral osur bo. So too the mimenu. So Gzereshova, the Mimenu by Meiser also comes to tell me that a Loachalti Ba'oni Mimenu, then an oral is also awesome. Rashi. Okay, no Rashi over here yet. Okay. So those are the Psukim. Loachalti Ba'oni Mimenu, and what does it say by Pesach? What's the pasuk? Doesn't say. What? I say the Gemara is going to. The Gemara is going to say there's a few mimenos. The Gemara says mufni. The chora this gzereshava must be mufna. In other words, that the mimeno is an extra word. Because if it wouldn't be mufna, if you'd need it for something, then a gzereshava like that you can ask the question on. And if you can ask a question, then you can't learn Maisa from Pesach. Why? To Ilo Mufni, because if it's not Mufna, if the word, at least one of the words, we'll see, Shiloh, if you need both words to be extra, but if at least one of the words is an extra, then everybody holds that you learn the Gzeres Shavah if there's no questions on it. But if there's a question on it, then the Gzeres Shavah falls away. Because ikal amifrach mala pesach shekain chayovan rav mishum pigul noser tome, right? Pesach. How can you learn nicer from Pesach? Pesach and oral is osur because you're chayvan pigul and noser and tome. Mashein kain by meiser, none of those things apply. Zemura says lie, afnuye mufne. Right? It's taka extra. My mufne, why, where's it extra? Omarova omrav yotze, Yitzchok talta mimenu ksiva bepesach. There are three times it says mimenu. One of them is taka extra, that you don't need it for any drasha, and it comes to teach me this gzeres shavah. And therefore you can't ask any questions on it. Since it's extra, and it's gzeres shavah, you don't ask questions. Ksiva bepesach. Chad legufei, one for itself. Rashi says legufei, one second. Talta mimenu ksiva pesach. Al tochli mimenu na, lo sosiru mimenu, v'hanosar mimenu bo'esh tisrofu. Three times it says mimenu by korban pesach. Okay? So, chad legufei, Tosa says, al tochli mimenu na, right? That since it says, I might think, if it didn't say mimenu, that you can't eat, what's it called, matzah and maror also. No, if it didn't say al tochlu mimenu no, I would think al tochlu no is going back on matzah and mor. Right? So al matzah mor miochlu al tochlu mimenu no. So if it didn't say mimenu, I would think that the no is going back. You can't eat matzah that's no or mor that's no. But korban pesach na, so you needed mimenu to tell me that the din of no is by korban pesach. That's what Tosa says. So one is legufei. The chad v'gzereshav, the one's extra for the gzereshav, there's no other limud, and therefore you can learn this gzereshav even though there's a question on it. The chad l'manda omer ba kasuv litin l'cho esei achar lo sasei. And the third mimenu is to come to tell me v'hanoser mimenu bo'esh tisrofu, that don't leave it over, but if you left it over, burn it, that you don't get malchus. It's a lav hanitik l'esei. That if you're over the essay, there's what to do to correct it, burn it. And if you burn it, then you correct the lav, and therefore there's no malchus on the lav. A lav anitik l'essay, you don't get malchus. So we need that mimenu. Really, you don't need the mimenu. What you need is the hanoser ba'esh tisrofu. But since it already said noser, mimenu too. Okay. I did ksiv noser, ksiv nomi mimenu. Since it already said noser, it said the word mimenu also, to make it more clear. So that's why you need the three, and one of them is taka extra for the gzera shavah. Uleman di omer litin lo boker sheni l'shreifaso, right? And according to the man di omer who says that v'hanoser mimenu ad boker bo'esh tisrofu is not to tell me it's an essay. It's not a lavanitik essay. But it's to tell me ad boker, right? It says don't leave it over. Then anything that's left over till the morning, burn. So this Mandi Omer learns ad boker means don't burn it on Yontif, right? The noser of Korban Pesach is at Chatzos or in the morning, right? Don't leave it over. And ad boker, why do you say ad boker? Anoser minenu, which means after the night, which it means in the morning. To tell me it's not that first morning, which is Yontif, first day of Pesach. The next morning, burn it. Don't burn it. So machlokas whether Rishonim, whether that means you can only burn it the next morning, or just you can't burn it on Yontif. Memela Motzei Yontif, you could burn it too at night. Or no, you have to wait mamish till the morning to burn it. But anyway, whatever it is, it tells me you can't burn it on Yontif. Litein boker sheni l'shreifaso. And I did receive ad boker, ksiv non mimenu. Since it said ad boker, so it said mimenu too to make it more clear. But those are the three mimenus. You need the pasuk, in other words, the pasuk you need. Didn't have to say the word mimenu, but l'maisa, it said the word mimenu to make it more clear. Okay, so that was the three mimenus by Korban Pesach. Two of them you need for a drasha, at least you need that pasuk. And the third one is extra for the gzera shavah. Talta mimenu ksivi b'maiser. And there are three mimenus on the other side of the gzera shavah, maiser. We learn mimenu, mimenu. So one of the mimenus by Pesach is extra. How about the mimenus by maiser? So three mimenus by maiser. Chad the gufei, was one for itself by maiser. Right, Rashi. Talta mimenu b'maiser, lo achalti mimenu b'tamei, lo biarti mimenu lemeis. No, lo sati mimenu lemeis, lo biarti. What was the pasuk? Lo achalti mimenu ba'oni. Yeah, ba'oni. Lo achalti mimenu ba'oni when I was in Onei. Lo biarti mimenu b'tamei. And lo nosati mimenu lemeis. Those are the three mimenus by Meiser. So one of them is legufei. Some to tell me that what's it called that you can't eat a meiser when you're owning. The chad le derebi avo om Rabbi Yochanan. And one comes to tell me the halacha of Rabbo om Rabbi Yochanan. What is that case? You're allowed to burn shemen of truma mimenu iata mevayer bituma, but the truma you could. So one mimenu is to tell me davka meiser you can't burn when it's tame, but you can burn truma when it's tame. We skip the Rashi here. Boha kasuv the eish tisrofu Rashi retain essay acharlosa say lomar l'shein mokin alav. That's what we said already. That the Torah says v'hanosur mienu ad boker bo eish tisrofu. So one man yomer learns that's to give it a mitzvah asay to burn it, to take away the lav. If you left it over and were over the lav, do this and you'll correct the lav. Boker sheini. The other man yomer says that it comes to tell me that you can't burn it on yontif. You have to wait till the next morning, or at least the night after Yom Tov, to burn it. The Torah just could have said, whatever's left over, burn. I know when it's left over. Left over is after you can't eat it anymore, which means either at Chatzos or in the morning. My ad boker, why does that have to say ad boker? Hoksi bereisha dekura, lo sosiri menu ad boker. Don't leave it. You're not over the noser till the morning. Even if you hold it, you have to only eat it till Chatzos, you're not over on leaving it over till the morning. So then it should say, and what's ever left over, meaning by the morning, burn. Elohachi kamer v'hanoser leboker harishal shehu yomtif hamtein ad boker sheni shehu chol v'sorfo. Wait till the next morning, which is chol. Don't burn it on yomtif. Lamedcha shein sorfin kachim b'yomtif. So we learn from this pasuk that you can't burn kachim on yomtif. The tarvayu b'ketzitzol. Both of them are in the the perak ketzitzol in Pesachim. So one of the amimenus by Meiser is to teach me the din of Rabbi Avohu. The Omer le'el mishri hadlaka b'shemen shel truma shenitma. Truma tmeya, you're allowed to burn and use as fuel because only Meiser lo bi'arti mimenu b'tame. From it, I didn't use as fuel when it was tame, but something else, meaning truma, you could. The chad l'the reish lakish, and one mimenu comes to tell me the din of reish lakish. The Omer Reish Lakish, Omer Rab Simai, Menayin L'Maiser Sheni Shenitma Shemutra L'Socho. How do you know that when Maiser Sheni becomes Tamei, you're still allowed to put it on your body, to anoint it, even though Shicha is Kishtia, and you can't drink Tamei Maiser Sheni, if it would be a drinkable thing, so why are you allowed to be Sochet? It's a special pasuk, right? Shenemar V'lonesati Mimenu L'Meis. I didn't give it over to a mace. Lemesu delo nosati. I didn't give it for the needs of a dead person. Halachai dum yedemeis nosati. But you're allowed to use it for something that's similar to what you would have used it for a mace, right? For a person who's living. Now, what in the world? You can't feed it to a mace, so it's not talking about eating or drinking. So what is it talking about? Smearing it on your body. You could smear it on the body of a mace. That you can't do. But you smear it on a body of a living person. What is something that is similar that you can do to a living person, a dead person? It can't be eating and drinking, so it must be anointing with oil. Even though normally sicha has a din of shtia, right? And we might think it's considered like drinking it when you're tummy. The Torah specifically says that you're allowed to smear it on your body when you're tummy. Right? Just to a mace you can't do it, but to a living person you can. Why? Because right before that it says burn it when it was tummy. Right after it says, and I didn't give it to a mace. Talomar min ha-maiser tame. It's going back on the first part. Maiser tame. I didn't give it to a mace. Lo nasati men l'mace. Ha l'chai dum yedem mace nasati. But a similar thing to a living person, I did use them. Could use maiser tame for. What can be similar to how a mace can use maiser, or a living person can use maiser? Right, the ezu nesina mashkachas b'meis of the omer zusicha. It can't be eating and drinking,
So what can it be? You can smear it on the body of a mace. That you're not allowed to do. But on a mace, not, but a chai, dumya the mace, you could. Because I keen on the chavosi b'chai, shori. Okay, the Gemara says, maskrit la marzutra, no, there's something else you could do for a chai similar to a mace, that to a mace is also, but a chai is mutter. The ema likach lo orim v'tachrichim. Maybe it means to clothe it. You know, before we said, Tosus has a shaila by meister, whether you're allowed to use it for clothing or not. Is that also called hanos aguf? If you can smear it on your body, maybe you can put clothing also. And he said that it could be only also the Rabbanan to use clothing, that minat Torah, you could use it for clothing, but the Rabbanan, you can only use it for eating, drinking, and anointing. And minat Torah, the only thing you can't do with it is buy avadim and karkos. There's no personal benefit. But clothing you could, but the Rabbanan asks for clothing. Or no, that it's only according to Rab Meir, because there seems to be a Shalmi that says that it's also to have clothing. So Tosfos says it could be that's only the Rabbanan and the Torah. It's okay. Could be that according to Rab Meir, who holds that it's Momon Gavoa, right? That it's also clothing. But according to the Rabbanan, it is mutter clothing, even with the Rabbanan mutter. So that's Gemara says maybe Taka is talking about clothing. The Emel Ika Chorim V'Tachrichin Amrafuna Bereid Vishum Imenu Migufal. No, Imenu means something that you get enjoyment out of the essence of the. Of the miser itself, not that you sell it and use its money, because the clothing is not miser. Miser doesn't come from clothing. Miser doesn't come from trees. So making an aron or tachrichin, right, could only be from something that you sold the miser and generated the money. And since it says minenu, it means using the miser itself. That is only for anointing. You could use the oil of the miser itself, something that's chayv a miser, but you can't use miser itself for clothing. You don't even use the money for it. Since it says minenu, we're talking about something you use the miser itself for. What? What do you mean? No, but the mace. In other words, you can't use it for a mace because it's dohanos haguf. It says he's dead. But if for a chai, dumya le mace, you could. That's the thing. That's the thing. That would be the limud. The emo lo nasati mimenu le mace, lo besicha komer. Maybe it's not talking about anointing a mace. And that's also but anointing a chai with the meiser tameis mutter elakachum kachum mishvade. Right, when he's saying this vidli meiser, he's saying the following: lo kenisi mimenu aron v'tachrichim. I didn't sell the meiser and buy with the proceeds aron v'tachrichim lemeis afilu kishimitma. Even if the meiser was tamei, the lo yacholti loch, which I couldn't eat it. I still didn't generate money to buy aron v'tachrichim. V'lo shonisi v'dover she'enu l'achila. I didn't change it to something that's not edible. V'hu tzorche hames. Hol achai dum yedemes nosati. Mashma, though, that achai in a similar situation, I could buy aron v'tachrichim. In other words, something that's hanos haguf. Tashmin and afal gav the meiser tohar lo niten el achila shtil v'sicha. Even though meiser tohar you can only use for eating, drinking, or anointing. In nitma, if the meister became tame, mutu lechalalo liknos imenu cholup. And I think if it's tame, you could buy clothing with it. Kamash malon, what's it called? No, it's talking about something that's inherent in the meister itself, not something it generates. Okay. Ravashi Omar lo nasati dumi de lo achalti malahalo migufo afkan migufo. Right, Rav Gashi says you don't need this, what's it called, mimenu, that it has to be something that you're using the meiser intrinsically, is another way of knowing that it's not talking about aron v'tachrichin, that it's talking about using the meiser for anointing, right, because it's doma to achila. Just like achila, you eat the meiser, not what it generates. Over here also, you use the meiser, not what it generates. So Mora says, so, but the meiser by meiser, you need each mimenu. All of them are needed for a drasha. We just said three different drashas by Meisr. So it's not mufna. It's only mufna on one side, on the Pesach side. So the Gemara says, Bakati mufna mitzad echad hu. It's only mufna on one side, right? Ma'ik lemeimer. One second, no. Ahonich leman diomer lemeidin vein meshivin. According to, there's one man diomer who says, Gzereshova, that's mufna from one side. You learn the Gzereshova, you don't even ask any questions on it. Again, because if you could ask questions, it's a big question. How could you learn
that an oral is also b'maiser from Pesach. Pesach is so chomer, it's chayav benoser, pigel, tomet. Maiser doesn't have those things, right? So the Gemara says it's mufne, but it's only mufne from one side. So there's a man Yomer who says if a gzereshov is mufne from one side, you still learn it and you don't ask any questions. But then there's another man Yomer, el man Yomer lemedim u'moshivim Michael Lemaimer. But there's another man Yomer who says a gzereshov that's only mufne from one side, you learn the gzereshov if there's no questions on it. But if there's a question on the gzereshov, then you can't learn that gzereshov. And here there's a question, so we're stuck again. How do we know an oral is also b'maiser? You can't say you learn it from a gzera shava from Pesach, because it's only mufna on one side, on the Pesach side. But the maiser side, the mimenu, you need for a drasha. Ma'ikel ameimer, where it says, hach to Reb Avo, mid Rav Nachman, omer Rabba bar Avuha nafka. Enoch nami, that the mimenu that we used for the din of Rav Avo, that you're allowed to burn truma tameya, only lo biarti mimenu bitonei. Meiser I didn't burn when it was tamei to use as fuel, but something else I could, truma. That lima we don't need from this mimenu. That we learn from a different place. We learn it from Rabba Bar Avuha. The Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avuha, Nachman, Omer Rabba Avuha. May d'chsiv ani hinei nosati l'cho esem shmeres trumosai. I gave you mishmeres of my trumos, plural. B'shtei trumos akos medavis. So about two trumas. Achas truma tahora, v'achas truma tamei. One truma tahora and the other one truma tameya. The Omer Rachmanu lecha shelcha tehela hasoka tachas tashfil. Even truma tameya you could use. You can't eat it, so what can you do with truma tameya? Use it for fuel. So it's a famous pasuk that truma tameya you're allowed to use for fuel. So you don't need to learn it from lo biarti betame mice or not, but truma yes. You have a limud where truma itself you could use for fuel. Therefore, that minenu by lo biarti minenu betame is completely extra. So the gzereshov is mufna both stadim. There's an extra minenu by Pesach and an extra minenu by Meiser, and now you can learn one from the other even if there's a question. You don't ask any questions, you learn the gzereshov, and therefore just like an oral is also by Pesach, an oral is also by Meiser. That's a b'yitzchot. Rashi mufna mitzad echad dahu de Pesach mufna the gzereshov. You just told me that you need each one as a drasha, so it's not extra by Meiser. So how can you learn the Gzereshov according to the man Yomer who says that Mufna Mitzad Echad, if there's a question you don't learn the Gzereshov? And here's there's a question. Mer says Honich Leman Yomer Plukshad Rabbi Shmuel V'Rabbonin He B'Mapeles Maseches Nida. The source of this machlokus, whether Mufna Mitzad Echad Lemeidin Umeshivin or Lemeidin Ve'en Meshivin, is a machlokas in Nida. Hachtu Rabavo, the mapik chad mimenu lemishrei hadloka b'shem and truma shenit meis mid Rav Nachman after. Mer says enochanami. According to that man the Omer, you wouldn't learn from one of the mimenus, the mimenu b'tamei, that you're allowed to burn truma tameya, that you have another pasuk by truma, and mela this mimenu then is extra, and now it's mufna on both sides, and you can learn an oral is also the nice.
So
what they say is like this. So how could there ever be a machlokas then if you learn Gzereshov or not? Either the Kabbalahs were there were a certain amount of Gzereshovs. The Shaila was which one goes in. Right? Or that these words were meant to learn, but exactly what to learn from them wasn't said in Sinai. Right? So therefore, if you have a kasha, then this halacha is not what you're supposed to learn from. What? No, so maybe we can learn something that the kasha wouldn't apply to. We don't know what it is.